If you chase two rabbits, you will catch neither one. We all have some sort of goals in life. Some have less of them, some have more of them. I had quite a bit of them. I wanted to go to the gym 6 days a week, meditate for 2 hours each day, solve a Rubik's Cube 100 times every day, and make YouTube videos, all while working a full-time job. Then I read this book, The One Thing, and it opened my eyes to the fact that extraordinary results are determined by how narrow you make your focus. I was trying to do everything instead of making one thing my priority and working on it. Could I become a master of everything I was doing? No. The best I could become is average or mediocre in everything. Every successful person has his own one thing. Look at Tiger Woods, for example. His one thing is golf. Does he play the piano and read every day? I don't think so. He made golfing his priority and he became a master of it by focusing on it every single day. That doesn't mean you should drop all the activities completely and do just one thing in your life. That would be a mistake. But my goals aren't to be a bodybuilder, a Rubik's Cube champion, nor a Buddhist monk. So I limit these activities so I have more time for my one thing. Find out what your one thing is and make sure you focus on it every single day so you too can achieve extraordinary results. So there are three things I would like to talk about today. First is a myth of a disciplined life. Second is multitasking, and third is time blocking. There is this idea that a successful person is a disciplined person who leads a disciplined life. It's a lie. The truth is we don't need any more discipline than we already have. We just need to direct and manage it a little better. Success is actually a short race, a sprint fueled by discipline just long enough for the habit to kick in and take over. When we know something that needs to be done but isn't currently getting done, we say, "If only I had more discipline." Actually, we need the habit of doing it and we need just enough discipline to build the habit. Research says it takes about 66 days, but remember, success is sequential, not simultaneous. No one actually has the discipline to acquire more than one powerful new habit at a time. Super successful people aren't superhuman, by the way. They've just used selected discipline to develop a few significant habits, one at a time, over time. There are kids studying while eating and adults driving while texting. They probably think they're saving time this way, but when you try to do two things at once, you can't do either task well. The problem of trying to focus on two things at once shows up when one task demands more attention. When your wife is describing the way the living room furniture has been rearranged, you engage your visual cortex to see it in your mind's eye. If you happen to be driving at that moment, this interference means you're now seeing the new sofa and are blind to the car braking in front of you. You simply can't effectively focus on two important things at the same time. One of my favorite ideas from this book is time blocking. Most people think there's not enough time to become successful, but there is when you block it. So go to your calendar right now and block off all the time you need to accomplish your one thing. Everything else, other projects, paperwork, unimportant meetings and calls, all must wait. For example, I have a specific time blocked out every single day for reading. During that time, all the distractions are removed and I do nothing but read. That also means if a friend asks me if I want to go for a coffee during my block time, I will decline it and schedule it for another time. But don't forget, resting is as important as working, so make sure to time block your time off as well. I hope you learned something new today. So if you enjoyed the video, please hit the like button. And if you want to see more videos like this, make sure to subscribe. Apply the knowledge and you'll definitely be better than yesterday.